Thanks for joining us on the listener-supported service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois, AM 580. It's time now for our opening commodity market report. And with that summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Before I get rolling with the report, let me let you know that President Bush is currently holding a news conference at the White House on several topics, including the budget, No Child Left Behind, children's health insurance, and the situation with Iraq and Turkey. You can hear a live stream of NPR's coverage online. Go to our website, WILL.illinois.edu, and look at the right side of the page. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption to trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8:42, up 4 on the open. March, 8:48, up 4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8:33.5, up 5 on the open. March, 8:51, up 3.5. May, 8:04, up 2.5. July, 6:70, up 2. September, 6:75, up 2 on the open. December corn opened at 358, down 3.5 on the open. March, 375, down 2.25. May, 385, down 2.5. July, 394.5, down 2.25. September, 401, down 1.75. December, 407.25, down 1.5. March of 2009, 414.75, down 3 on the open. November beans open at 971, down 6.5 on the open. January, 991, down 5.75. March, 1005, down 6.25. May, 1008, down 8. July, 1015.5, down 7.5. August, 1010, down 4. November, 971, down 3 on the open. December soybean meal opened at 274.90, down $1 on the open. December soybean oil opened at 40.07, down 16 on the open. At the Merck, October live cattle open at 95.55, up 30 on the open. December, 97.80, up 40. February, 99.05, unchanged. April, 98.90, up 10 on the open. October feeders open at 112.65, up 15 on the open. November, 112.52.5, unchanged. January, 113, down 7.5. March, 112.55, down 10 on the open. December lean hogs open at 57.90, up 17.5 on the open. February, 64.60, up 2.5. April, 67.90, down 10. May, 73.40, down 20 on the open. And February bellies open at 85.05, down 2.5 on the open. Todd Gleason and I want to thank the 129 agricultural supporters who pledged almost $15,000 in our recently concluded fall membership drive. Your contributions helped us to surpass our overall goal. Thanks to your generosity, we received more than $207,000 in pledges. And Todd and I would also like to welcome aboard 30 new agricultural friends at WILL. Meanwhile, if you did not get a chance to make a contribution, you can still pledge online at our secure website, willpledge.org. Again, Todd and I thank you for making a huge difference.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets, Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Let's begin with the corn, and let me get your opinion about whether you feel that essentially what we're in here is sort of a flat trading range.
I second that motion.
All right, then. If that be the case, where's the overhead resistance and where are the support levels?
Yeah. Well, we do know that the trend in corn is up, but we're only 3 cents away from possibly a trend change. If Dease corn would go below 354, we would see a trend change. One thing that, you know, I don't think we're going to test the old highs anytime soon. We are bullish the corn and soybean basis. We think those two items will get improved. We do know that there's some rain 1 to 3 inches and 24 to 40 mile an hour winds in western Iowa and Iowa to contend with between today and Friday. The number one item on everybody's mind is to convert this bin buster crop into as much cash as humanly possible. And there's also a feeling at some point in time to get $4 corn sold for next year and $10 new crop soybeans. So that's the what's on the horizon. And as far as saying the corn's got explosiveness on the upside, you know, with 2 billion bushels of corn carryover and maybe demand getting smaller here, in time, it's awfully hard to say we have a lot on the upside at this time.
And let's turn our attention to the soybeans, which may be the star of the complex to the upside. I got to wonder if we get a dip to 980, if that might be a buying opportunity.
You know, it would seem logical at 980 basis the January, I think you're talking about. You know, I think the big factor here is that China is slowing some of their buying of beans for this, at least the September time horizon. They slowed their bean purchases down. We do feel that the South American soybean farmer is going to plant at least 10% more beans. We do get the feeling that there will be a few more acres of soybeans next year. You know, the big factor here is that, you know, a central Illinois farmer that had 55 to 60 bushel beans, he wants to convert these beans into a high-priced commodity as he can to get it sold on his balance. Our general impression is that the bean basis will improve dramatically. We think that there can be some good rallies in time. But as we all know, it does take time to play the final card, and we have to see just what kind of a bottom we are going to make. If we're bullish, we know to be bullish gold, crude oil, and some of the exotics in here, but it seems like the agricultural commodities are having a hard time at least setting the pace for this early fall season.
Let's see how bullish that Paul Cooley wants to be. Does January soybeans make new highs before they go off the board?
I don't think so.
Okay. Turn your attention to the wheat, which on the nearby chart broke its neckline to the downside this week.
And the trend is down.
And it's trying to fight its way back up to that neckline. Will it get back above 835 or not?
Not today.
Today, we
don't have too big a crystal ball in the wheat. There is some export business going on, but we think that it's a pretty old and dynamic bull market. And as the Undersecretary of Agricultural Economics, Collins, indicated, you know, the world is planting a lot of wheat. And if we do get some rains in southern Illinois and a nice crop started in the west, we will have a big crop now. We do need more rain in Australia, but the crop does look like it's in pretty good shape in Argentina. For some mysterious reason, Russia, Ukraine has got a lot of wheat to export into the world market. So as we knew, we did need some good growing conditions, and the farmer is rewarding the marketplace with a lot of wheat being planted this fall in the United States.
So then what are we left with today? I guess it's kind of a wait and see with the balance of the 2007 crop as far as producers are going. But what about 2008? It seems to me that these are good prices to get things started, although you've always been hesitant to go out too far into the future.
Yeah, you know, we are getting this general impression. What the farmer is telling us is that he wants to line up at least some credit rating, a credit to do some hedging out in the 420 level basis of the December futures contract. Some have already pulled the trigger on that particular commodity and also sell some $10 new crop November beans of next year. The big factor that they're running into is that they do want to be able to do more hedging direct in the fact that they can choose the market. They don't have to pay basically the hedge to arrive fees to make that decision. So we are seeing a lot of new flexibility and people wanting to make their own decisions. so that if they do have a windfall profit and they think the prices are low enough, they can take advantage of trading the market and putting that extra money in their, you know, in their operating operation.
All right, shine up your crystal ball and tell me, based on everything you've known and read and heard, what will the planted acres need to be for corn next year?
Well, one of the things that we're looking at is you know, I when I'm out in the country and when I'm talking to people out there, this new triple stacked hybrid that is producing these tremendous yields, there is a feeling in the real good black Drummer Flanagan soils that there is this a tendency to continue planting corn. Your answer I'm going to give you at 88 million acres, I think, is it's about 5 million acres less corn than planted last year. And we do know this, that the farmer did make quite a return last year. So he is going to be very generous in putting inputs into the marketplace, into the ground. He's going to be very generous about taking advantage of marketing opportunities. And I think that one factor here that he's looking at is that he had a pretty good corn crop in central Illinois. The University of Illinois plots indicated record yields at the University of Illinois. So, you know, the raising 225 or 200 bushel corn can be done. So, you know, that's one of the deals that the people are looking at is that I think that there's a tendency to plant corn out there a little higher than I thought 30 to 45 days ago.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a profitable day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. You're listening to WILO Urbana.